I'm sorry. Roommate, why? Robinson, I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence.
The alleged murder weapon was found in a wooded area near campus.
According to the Associated Press, Democrat XP Lee has won a special election to fill the Minnesota House seat of a top Democratic leader who was assassinated. Representative Melissa Hortman of Brooklyn Park held the seat until her death in June. Lee is a former Brooklyn Park City Council member, and his win restores a tie in the House and preserves a power-sharing deal. Fiery words at times between FBI Director Kash Patel and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee about how the Bureau and the Justice Department have handled records related to Jeffrey Epstein.
We conducted an investigation of the Epstein case files pursuant to the direction of the President of the administration to provide all credible information, and we are working with Congress pursuant to a congressional subpoena to turn over all the documents we can.
Patel also insists personnel moves have been based on merit and qualification. The Anti-Defamation League says it flagged troubling posts to the FBI months before a 16-year-old opened fire inside his Evergreen, Colorado high school, wounding two students last week. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI has acknowledged being tipped off to the shooter's posts, saying in a statement that while they investigated, the identity of the account user remained unknown, and thus there was no probable cause for arrest.
The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Trump is in Britain for his historic second state visit. The First Lady is with him. He'll be hosted by King Charles tomorrow. CBS's Vicki Barker has more.
The Trumps will be wined and dined inside the confines of Windsor Castle, hopefully out of earshot of the protest taking place outside the palace gates. Vicki Barker, CBS News, Windsor, England.
New parental controls are being put in place on ChatGPT, which are meant to protect younger users. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says a parent has to be involved.
The parent has to link their account with their teenager's account in order to set rules, turn on and off features, and even receive notifications.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scott's and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Bees and humans are quite clearly different organisms. There are surprising similarities in the way they interact socially.
Just like some humans are highly social and others are happier left alone, the same can be said about bees. Study author Ian Trinillo is a Princeton University Lewis Ziegler scholar.
We never anticipate finding specific relationships between the molecular biology of an animal and the behavioral traits that it displays.
But they did. He says they found that honeybees and humans share genetic markers associated with social behavior.
That is an immense constellation of smaller traits and one's ability to physically, mentally coordinate oneself and engage in those sorts of relationships.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A California judge rejects Eric and Lyle Menendez's petition for a new trial, shutting down another possible path to freedom for the brothers who've served decades in prison for killing their parents in 1989. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low near 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 80. A little more humidity as well. Partly sunny day for Thursday, a high in the upper 70s and mid-70s Friday. Currently at 62 degrees.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
McGuire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders consider this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
Sugar pie, honey bunch,
the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Doll is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Dennis and Zolly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?
McGuire still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
break off, everything is shake off. Guess it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me spoonful.
Michelle's gonna get it, getting very tuneful.
McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Becoming a reality.
Timeless Hits. WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside. Around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Can't you see? flower in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
In the rush hour, you fellas started to shower, you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Some boys, is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has a busy day ahead of him as he visits Great Britain.
I'm Vicki Barker at Windsor Castle, about to be the site of what has to be the world's most prestigious pajama party. President Trump and First Lady Melania spending the night here, the guests of King Charles and Queen Camilla. By the time they hit the hay tonight, they'll have been wined and dined by senior royalty, serenaded with military bands and gun salutes, and driven through the castle grounds in horse-drawn carriages. Tomorrow is when the deals get done, when Trump meets Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the Prime Ministerial Country Retreat. Vicki Barker, CBS News, Windsor, England.
It was a little tense on the ground as the president was flying to London. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports air traffic controllers had to order Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 to turn away from Air Force One.
1300, traffic's off your left wing by 8 miles, 747. I'm sure you can see who it is.
Preliminary flight data from Flight Radar 24 indicates the Spirit Airbus A321 was briefly flying about 8 miles in parallel distance from Air Force One, but the closest the two jets came when they were on a converging path was around 11 miles.